Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion I chose to create.
Little Chicago. Been bringing us back a little bit of that great band, bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. How do you like to learn? Do you like to read? Do you like to listen? Do you like to watch? Do you like video? Which one of your outstanding senses do you like to use? And we got either any of that. We got podcasts, we got articles, we got videos. Something that you can find there at Small Business Advocate will help you. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, we got something that will help you there. So check it out. It's all free. We built it just for you. I dedicated my life to helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And it manifests through the show. It manifests on our website. And wherever you see our stuff, it has one focus, one intention, one purpose, and that's to help small business owners just like you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. One of the ways we do that is some of the things that I talk about on the show when it's just you and me, and that's one of the things I want to do right now is I want to talk about something that we covered a little earlier in the week, but I want to crystallize some things on this. Folks, this is for the small people, those small business owners who have a website. If you don't have a website, you're not going to know anything about what I'm talking about. And unfortunately, a lot of small business owners don't have a website. And I'm sorry about that, because that's a huge mistake. That's like saying, that's like 100 years ago saying, oh, I'm not going to put one of those newfangled telephones in my business. That's just a fad, right? You got to have a website, folks. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. You got to have a website. It doesn't have anything to do with social media. You still got to have a website. It's unbelievable to me after all these years, after more than 15 years of doing this show, that I'm still having to say to some small business owners, you got to have a website. So now, all right. So those of you, most of you do, and so I'm going to move on and talk to you. Search engine optimization. It is important that you have your website optimized for the search engines, whether it be Bing or Yahoo or Google, but you got to have them optimized, and that means that you need help. 99.9% of us small business owners don't know what we need to do. We know a little bit, but we don't know how to do all of it, and you shouldn't do it yourself. You should hire someone to do it. So this is what this is about. I want you to hire a search engine optimization expert. But here are three things that they need to be able to do. They need to be able to help you with the technical side. Most of them can do that, although some are better than others. The technical side is knowing what words to, what keywords to use, what meta tags to use, what meta language to use, how to structure your website, especially the homepage, so that it's laid out in a way that the search engine spiders like. Because the spiders are they're the little guys that crawl across the web and bring back the information. They're like the worker bees out there bringing back news about the pollen, right, to the hive. That's what these guys do. So you want to if your website is laid out backwards, the spiders won't like it. If your website is laid out correctly, the spiders will plug right in and bring back good information. There are so many things, so many technical elements. If you've got wherever your name is registered, wherever your URL is registered, your top domain name, abcconsulting.com, whatever it is, have you renewed for 1 year, or have you renewed for 5 years, or have you renewed for 10 years? They take that into consideration. Yeah, believe it or not, those are technical things that your people, whoever you hire, needs to be able to help you with. Those are all things that person needs. So when you talk to them, you need to make sure that they know those things. And the kid next door might not be the right one for this. Maybe they can help you with the website, but maybe not the SEO stuff. SEO is a big deal. Then the financial part. What is your goal with your website? Is it to drive traffic so you can sell more Google ads, which most of you, that's not your goal for most small business owners, or is it to get customers to respond and send you an email saying, please contact me about your business? So you need them, whoever helps you with the SEO, they should be asking you, what is your goal with your business, with your website? What is the business case? What is the business model for your website? What do you expect it to do for you? If an SEO person doesn't ask you those questions, they're probably not the right person. And then there's the political. We had the technical, then the financial, now the political. I'm not talking politics like Democrats and Republicans. I'm talking political as in every search engine has its way of doing business. And they like some people and they don't like some people. They like people who behave a certain way. They don't like people, websites who behave another way. And your SEO expert has to know who the good guys are, what the good behavior is, and what the bad behavior is. Now, when I say bad behavior, you could be doing some bad behavior things, but that doesn't mean you're a bad guy. It means you just don't know any better. You could probably be doing some things that's hurting you, and you don't even know it. A good SEO person, a good SEO expert, or team, or company, will know those things. So if they, technical, financial, political, make sure they ask you those questions when you interview them. If they do, they're probably a good choice for you. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.